Welcome to Sanhedrin, Paraches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah continues speaking about the act of theft, or the evil acts that this young man performs, that ultimately we decide to terminate his life rather than have him become even worse than he is. The Mishnah says like this: previously we said that he has to drink wine, and he has to have meat, but that has to be stolen. So the Mishnah says like this: Ganav Mishal Aviv, if let's say he stole money from his parents, Ve'achal Bershus Aviv, he purchased meat and wine, and then he ate it at home. I don't know, in the backyard, in the garage. Mishal Achirim, or he stole money from others, Ve'achal Bershus Achirim, and he just ate it somewhere else. Mishal Achirim, or he stole money from other people, Ve'achal Bershus Aviv, and he ate it at home. Eino Nasa Ben Soru Mora. He does not become a Ben Soru Mora, Atcho Yigno Mishal Aviv, until he steals money from home, Ve'achal Bershus Achirim, and eats it outside, because this is indicative of the type of lifestyle that he's trying to start, where he takes stuff from his own home, his own parents, who've done everything for him, and then he kind of lives a vicarious life outside of the home. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that it's not enough just to steal from his father, but he has to steal from his father and his money, and his mother. There are two different explanations here. One is that he has to steal from money that has been allocated for the family's food, for meals. And others say that stuff that he has to steal money from his father and also money from his mother and then purchase it. But regardless of what, it's a very limited, tiny window of time between 13 and 3 months. And also the way he steals is extremely limited. And it's because of this that the Gemara says that according to many, there never was a Ben Soru Mora. The concept is just there to make us understand that if we don't nip evil behavior in the bud when a child is younger, who knows what type of life they can ultimately end up leaving. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing day.